loves the Lord, loves our country, loves young people. And he's been here many times. We appreciate the work that he's doing. It's all yours, brother, whatever the Lord leads.
Thank you, preacher. It's a joy to be here today. Thank you all for being in church. You ought to be in church. Well, I want that gentleman that, where is he that taught Sunday school?
He's in public service.
Oh, you don't come to 11 o'clock service? Is that what you said? Is he outside smoking? Is that what he's doing? He's got junior church. Yeah, he's got them juniors out there dancing. I understand that. No. Got to laugh, folks.
Yes, sir.
Life's too short and too many problems. Always do that. But it is a thrill to be here. Come on up here, girls, please. But thank you for your church. Your church helps us financially monthly, and I appreciate that. And some people in this church have brought gifts over there and brought poundings and stuff like that. And we're very thankful. I've never taken a dime from the government. Don't plan to.
Amen.
So we pray and we wait. And then churches, God lays on people's heart and lays it on church's heart to help us. That's how we make it.
Amen.
And we've done it. This is my 15th year there, but now it's my 40th year in evangelism.
Wow.
And so I've never pastored and had no desire to pastor. Probably people could put up with me. But these pastors, they're a lot softer than I am, I think. But in their demeanor, but I love what I do. I can remember times in the past of hearing Brother Roloff come through Tennessee Temple, and he would come through there and he'd have all those girls behind him and they'd sing, and I'd sit out there and cry. I had no idea what the man did, but I said, he's helping people.
Right.
And I say this about a lot of churches I go in. If you want to have a contented life, help people. Because
right.
You know why? You got plenty of candidates.
Amen.
You'll never run out of candidate because the candidate he's a sinner.
Yeah.
Amen? So you've got plenty of opportunities to reach people. If you'll get your mind off yourself and put it in others,
right.
Then you I feel like you'll keep going a lot of times because you start looking at yourself too much. But it's good to have the girls here today. Miss Lori, our lady, she's out. She's on vacation. Miss Kathleen and her husband, Andy. He drove the bus. Miss Kathleen slept. No, not really. But no, they great workers, and we thank the Lord for it. And got an old boy back there. He ain't worth nothing. But anyway, we love them. Thank the Lord for them. You can't be by yourself. It's just like it's church. You got a great pastor, but the pastor needs people.
Yeah.
They need people to help you, and people who are dedicated. And so when you're doing something for God, you don't think about the hours. I don't get to be home a lot. Now when my wife's got cancer, some things we may have to revamp, but we'll just see what God's got for us. But the first thing you do with trials, you thank God for it.
You're right.
It's not what you want. It's not what you advertise for. But if you ever can come to a place in your life, you thank God for it, then you're going to grow.
True.
Because you know why? Once you get that trial settled, you got another one.
Oh, yeah.
That's life. You don't progressively get saved. You are saved.
Amen.
But you progressively become more like him.
Right.
And the way he takes you to make him more like him, you have to go through trials.
Right.
And people don't like that, but that's God's growth.
Yeah.
And there's some people who are my age are still babies.
You're right.
As Corinthians talks about that. They're still babies. They don't know how to mature. But that's how you do it like that. But thank you. God bless you. And we're going to let the girls sing some songs and quote a poem. But if there's any, you ever know anybody, a girl 12 to 17, that's the age group that we use. And we thank the Lord for it. Got a good crew of girls. Enjoy being around them. Get to see them laugh. And we love to eat, especially banana pudding. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. I hope we got one today. If you don't have one today, you didn't follow God. Okay? I'm telling you. You don't have one? Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's go home, girls. I don't need to eat sweets, but that's one item that I do fudge on just a little bit. But we're just glad to be here. And so let them sing. Can I give you a few things to your parents? The school system out here, they've done away with the Word of God. Now, there's good people there, but their hands are sort of tied. And they're good people, a lot of them. But let me give you a suggestion. At nights, when you eat supper together, Memorize scripture.
Good.
Memorize scripture. Right? Don't have you. If you got a TV in your kitchen, get it out. Actually, sit at the table and talk. Look at each other. It's not yeah, with your head down. I'm playing with that little stupid phone. Amen. No, as a family, get together and actually talk and have a good time. And then if you can, memorize some scriptures. Because that's what's going to help your children when they leave. It's the Word of God. That's what's going to keep them straight. It's the Word of God. So let me just give you that suggestion there, okay? But girls, let's sing. Where's Sarah? Right here. There she is. And she's on lead them in some songs and that poem we got. And I think you'll enjoy this poem. I love it. I love it. And so go ahead, girls, please.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure.
Sing out, girls. Good girls, good.
Bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice. Have paid my
Very good.
All is well with my soul. God is Lord Almighty, Lion of Judah, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, Protector, Ruling Lord, He is Father, He is Guardian, He is the first and last, He is the keeper of creation
and the creator of all the kings.
He is the architect of the universe
and the manager of all time.
He always was,
He always is,
He always
is.
Will be. Unchanged and never undone.
He was bruised and brought healing.
He was pierced and eased pain.
He was persecuted and brought freedom.
He was dead and brought life.
He is risen and brings power.
He reigns and brings peace.
The world can't understand Him.
The armies can't defeat Him.
The people can't explain Him.
And the leaders can't ignore Him.
Herod couldn't kill Him.
The Pharisees couldn't confuse Him.
The people couldn't hold Him.
Nero couldn't crush Him.
Hitler couldn't silence Him.
The New Age can't replace Him.
And Donnie can't explain Him away.
He is life,
love,
longevity,
and Lord.
He is goodness,
kindness,
gentleness,
and God.
He is holy,
righteous,
mighty,
powerful,
and pure.
His ways are right.
His word is eternal.
His will is unchanging.
And His mind is on me.
He is my Redeemer.
He is my Savior.
He is my guide.
And He is my peace.
He is my joy.
He is my comfort.
He is my Lord.
And He rules my life.
I serve because of His love.
His burden is light.
And His goal for me is eternal life.
I follow Him because He is the wisdom of the wise,
the power of the powerful,
the ancient of days,
the ruler of rulers,
the leader of leaders,
the overseer of the overcomers,
and the sovereign Lord of all that was and is and is to come.
And if that seems oppressive,
how about this? He wants a relationship with me.
Amen.
He would never leave me,
never forsake me,
no,
never forget me,
Amen.
Never overlook me,
and never cancel my appointment in His appointment book.
When I fall,
He lifts me up.
When I fail,
He forgives.
When I'm weak,
He is strong.
When I'm walking,
He is the way.
When I'm afraid,
He is my courage.
When I stumble,
He steadies me.
When I hurt,
He heals me.
When I'm broken,
He mends me.
When I'm blind,
He leads me.
When I'm hungry,
He feeds me.
When I face trials,
He is with me.
When I face persecution,
He steals me.
When I face problems,
He comforts me.
When I face loss,
He provides for me.
When I face death,
He carries me home.
He is everything for everybody,
everywhere,
every time,
and every way.
Yes. He is God.
He is faithful.
I am His.
And He is mine.
And He is
God said it,
I believe it,
and that settles it.
Amen.
I am on His side,
and that means all is well in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I stand here and think about just what He's done. Start counting my blessings one by one. I sure don't deserve
That's
all
good,
that
Beth.
He's done for me.
Sorry.
But I'll praise Him forever through eternity. And I am amazed that He takes the time to give me such blessings to fill up my life. God is
Amen.
So good,
yeah.
I cannot express.
Amen.
Show me His love. He's building my home in heaven above.
That's good, girl.
And I am amazed that He takes the time to give me such blessings to fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. Amen. Saying I win, and I am amazed that you take the time to give me such blessings to fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am. I am so blessed. Often I stumble as I journey this way, but His mercies are new every day. His grace is sufficient
good, girl.
For every
good.
Trial. Oh, yeah. He amazes me more every mile. Yeah. And I am amazed that He takes the time to give me such blessings to fill up my life.
Heaven.
God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am.
Talk about
he loves
it.
Me and helps me when I'm tempted to sin. Through Christ my Lord, over Satan I win. And I am amazed that He takes the time to give me such blessings to fill up my life. God is so good, I cannot express how thankful I am.
Hey, everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Sing that last stanza, and then I think y'all know the chorus, okay? You might even want to raise your hand. Go ahead, sing that last verse.
He gave me His word in this precious old book. It speaks to my heart every time that I look. He loves me and helps me when
yeah, he does.
I'm tempted to sin. Through Christ my Lord, over Satan I win.
I am amazed.
And I am amazed that He takes the time to give me such blessings to fill up my life.
God's been good. Girls come from different places. I want you to give your first name and what state you're from, okay? Start.
Maddie, North Carolina.
Speak up, girls.
Macy, North Carolina. Danielle, Georgia.
Turn
Sarah,
it up a
North
bit.
Carolina. Audrey, Michigan. Monica, Wyoming.
Marissa, North Carolina.
Let me have it.
Scott, Mississippi.
Olivia, Michigan.
Kaylee, North Carolina.
Yasmin, North Carolina.
Mariah, Michigan.
Beth, Missouri.
Kendra, North Carolina.
Whitney, North Carolina.
Ashley, Virginia.
Melanie, Pennsylvania.
Ruth, Wisconsin.
Jimmy Clark, Lexington. But I don't wear a dress, I promise you that. Okay. That's good, girls. You can go down, please.
Amen. Thank you, girls.
Thank you, Bob, and turn to Matthew chapter 27. Thank you, girls. Thank you, folks, for helping us. We pray for wisdom. We need it these days. We got a very good crew, very good people. They're dedicated. I'm always looking for somebody possibly can help me on the second shift. If you know anybody like that, it has to be a person that can handle teenagers and situations, okay? So y'all help me pray about that. But you can only have as many young people as your staff can accommodate them.
Right.
which is a 24-hour ministry. It's not like they go home or stuff like that, so they stay there. So we need continual work. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. We go all the time. So if you know anybody like that, we'd be interested in talking to you. I'm going to preach this message this morning. That brother did, like I said, in Sunday school, an excellent job about revival. I love to preach about revival. We sure need it in these days. Unreal. But I want to preach a message. How did Judas miss God? While missing God, you miss heaven.
Right.
I got to think about old Judas. How did he miss God? I mean, here's God there. Walking with him, being around him. How did he miss it? You know, the sad thing about it, there's going to be people sitting in churches that's going to miss God.
Right.
I believe if you've totally been converted with a repentant heart, you go in a different direction.
You're right.
Now, that's not works.
Right.
That's a gift.
Come on.
You don't work you to heaven. There's no works at all involved in salvation. Zero.
Right.
Because he paid it all.
Right.
If you believe in works, then he didn't pay it all.
Right.
But he paid it all.
Amen.
But I do believe a result of biblical repentance is a person going a different direction.
Right.
It's not something that you do. You try to work up or stuff like that. It happens.
You're right.
Here I was at 22 years of age walking in my way in the military doing my thing. But then I got saved and then everything changed. I wanted to go to church three times a week. I wanted to look like a person. I wanted to walk like it. I wanted to be like it. And how did I ever dream one day in my life that God would save me? And then of all things, after he saved me, how did I ever dream that one day God called me to preach?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd been the furthest thing that I ever thought there. My idol was sports. And that you can be a sports person, but you got to put God first.
Right.
And sometimes it costs you.
Yeah.
It costs you what you think you are and your reputation. At 27 years of age, I quit everything. Started all over again. Went to Tennessee Temple. You don't have to go to college to be a preacher. But I knew that's what God had. Graduated when I was 30. And God showed me he wanted to be an evangelist. And I had no meetings, no nothing. I just had a call from God.
Yeah.
And I still have that call.
Yeah.
And so, and I thank the Lord for the journey that we've had. But how did Judas miss God? Now, y'all going into revival, like I said, revival is to revive people who were quickened. That's what revival's for. Real biblical revival, and I love to preach biblical revivals because you can see a result of it, you'll see people saved. But he did it again. He did an excellent job there. Look at Matthew chapter 27. Look at verse number 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he had saw that he had condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest, saying, I have sinned that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, departed and went and hanged himself. But after you've got your way, and a lot of people have gotten their way. I remember going into a prison one time to see a young man, and mom and daddy, he messed up his life, he's on drugs, he got 9 years to the day. They told him, said, you're not getting out for 9 years. And I remember going in there and seeing him. And the first thing he said to me, he said, Jimmy, what a fool I've been. What a fool I've been. 9 years of his life to the day he spent in prison. Why would anybody want to mess up your life to where you spend your life? I know a young man who was a preacher. He's in there for life now. Life. And what he did, you don't repair it. It doesn't come back together. That's a scar on some smaller people's lives. It's there. It's forever. And I'm talking about a man in his 30s. I mean, he's going to be in prison the rest of his life. Now, you can repent, and you can get filled, but to some people repent themselves. And verse number 6, and the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasure because it is the price of blood. And he took counsel and brought with them the potter's field to buy strangers in. Wherefore the field was called the field of blood unto this day. Now, how did Judas miss God? How are you going to miss God? Has there ever been a change in your life? I'm not talking about just you changing. I'm talking about God, like this good brother was talking about the mind. God gives you a new mind. It's not you setting yourself in a different direction. It's not a New Year's resolution. It's not something you quit or you turn back in.
Right.
Biblical repentance, God puts you in a different direction.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Has that ever happened? Do you still desire, like this good brother said, do you still desire the world? The things of the world? Can you lay out of church? Not read your Bible? Have no desire for the things of God? You've never, ever won anybody to Christ.
Right.
Now, some people are scared, but it's not you that wins them. All you got to do is instruct them.
Right.
It's just the Word of God that converts people. It's the Word of God that convicts people. It's the Word of God that helps people. It's nothing on my part and your part that saves anybody. God just put us out there. I've been reading a book about Paul. I finished it. The girl heard me say this for the last several weeks. I read right before I go to sleep. And you talking about a trooper. I'd have loved to know him. I wished I could have walked around with him. I wished I could have sat with him. Now, he was brilliant, but he was common.
Right.
He knew where the people were. Wow, you talking about a soul winner. You talking about going to a city and starting a church himself. Just get a convert and start a church.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
You talking about biblical repentance. He went from law to grace, totally.
Right.
They hated him. How would you like to spend time in a dungeon, outer darkness, for months? Wow. And you keep going. You keep going. And you kept going. And you kept going. Imprisonment, sick, hurting, darkness, all that. But he kept going. What kept him going? I tell you what kept him going. He was converted.
Right.
And converted people, there's a change.
Yes, sir.
I never understood how man can bring his wife to the parking lot and let her out and go home for 2 hours and come back and pick her up.
Yeah.
Except one thing. He ain't got Jesus.
Right. You're right.
See? It changes everything about you. It totally does. It changes your heart, your attitude, your actions towards your wife. I remember I've been saved about 2 years. Probably about 2 years. And I sat right here on the fourth pew of a church. It's on this side over here, though, over there where that good lady's seated. And her husband, and I remember when he got through, I had to crawl to the altar. Now, I really didn't crawl, but in my heart, I crawled down there. I went down there. And I went home, and I had to apologize to my wife. Have you ever done that? Teenagers, you ever, God convicts you of something you're doing in your life, and you convert it, you're saved, but you're involved with it, but you may not even be there. How can you or anybody can sit and watch a box called a television when it's wicked, ungodly, forsaken junk on there? How can you? You must have a renewed mind. Judas missed God. And he ate with him. He walked with him. He looked him in his eyes. But he missed him. So I don't know. How did this happen to old Judas? The word betray says deliver into the hands of the enemy. In violation of trust. So the Bible says this. Let me read you a few verses right here. In Luke chapter 6, verse 16, don't turn, just listen. And Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was a traitor. How would you like that behind your name? Hey, the girl's got a choice. Leave farmer, go back their old way, and struggle. And wind up making some real bad choices. cost them, scarred. Rest of the life, it's going to affect you. Some of you sitting here today, what you may be involved in, it's going to scar you for the rest of your life. I always say this, God forgives you, but nature doesn't. You get diseases. You can have a wreck. Somebody can shoot you. Judas missed God, and he walked with God day in and day out, heard him speak. But he missed him. How do you miss him? First time I ever preached this. I don't know why. You're good people. But Judas walked with the same crowd. He looked like them. Probably even talked like them. Are you missing God? Are you doing stuff in secret? It's deeper than this. What this brother taught, deeper. You may not be in the family. Because I'm telling you, if you're in the family, you ought to act like the family.
Amen.
It's not you doing it. It's God working through you doing it.
Exactly.
See, that's the beauty of it. I don't endure salvation. I don't endure stuff. No, I enjoy stuff.
Yeah. And,
see, that's the difference there like that. How Judas was. And Judas missed God. But when he missed God, he missed heaven. Well, the first thing that old Judas did, he betrayed the Son of Man. Have you ever betrayed something or someone? Have you ever, somebody said, I'm going to tell you this, but I don't want you to tell nobody else. But you do. Now, men are just as bad as women. We always pick on women running their mouth. I'm going to tell you, some of the men are horrible. Some men will betray you in a moment.
Amen.
If you are a friend. Now, what did Jesus call him when he kissed him on the cheek?
Friend.
Personally, I'm no great theologian, but I still believe at that moment he still had an opportunity. Because he called him friend. Now, God knew that Judas was going to be the one that bring him to Jesus where Jesus goes to the cross. The whole purpose was the cross. But God's grace is sufficient for anybody. Now, you can blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I remember J. Harold Smith's famous sermon, and man, I was in the service of Tennessee Temple where 1,150 people went forward. And you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you're in serious trouble. But I'm just saying to you, he betrayed him. He turned his back on him. But Clark, you ever had anybody betray you? Sure have. It's not fun. You don't understand it. When you give your life to people, and they betray you, I don't understand it. The girls come down there, and we do everything to help them. But last thing I like to see is they go back out there, and next thing you know, they start running your mouth about you. Get on that stupid social media.
Yeah.
I've never been on it. Have no desire to be on it.
Right.
Never. I can't tell you what to do. And let me tell you, it can be helpful. It can be used right. And I'm not picking. I'm on the web page. Farmers on the web page. It can be helpful. But it's according to how you use it.
Amen.
For people to get out there and talk about each other, betray each other that you trusted, that's as wicked as the devil.
Oh, yeah.
And some of those people, I'll tell you the problem, Brother Rick, they're not part of the family. You can't get out there and act like that and be part of the family. If you are, you're going to be chastened.
You're right.
If you're not chastened, the Bible calls you a bastard.
Right.
And that's not cussing.
That's right.
Yeah. You're illegitimately born. You're not born from above.
Right.
People who are born from above are different.
Right.
If you hate somebody, your heart ought to be ripping apart that you get right with that person. If you stole something, your heart ought to be ripping apart to go make restitution and give it back. But partner, if you can keep doing those things and keep lying and keep doing your thing and sneak and drink and all that stuff, I don't know if you're in the family. Judas missed God by walking with him. He never got it.
Right.
Wow. Verse number 3 of Matthew chapter 27. He not only betrayed him, but he repented himself.
Exactly.
When you repent yourself, you're just trying to soothe your conscience.
Right.
But that's not repentance.
Right.
He repented in himself. I've done what I need to do. Now I'm caught. And now we try to justify, well, I'm not such a bad person.
Yeah.
And by the way, you could always find somebody out there a little worse than you are.
Right.
And it's sad to say, Christians are that way. And you know, if you start comparing yourself to others and what they've done and stuff like that. So I'm asking you today, are you going to miss heaven? I'd swallow my pride. I'd swallow who I am. My life has not changed, and that's not works. It's because God saved you and God abides in you.
Amen.
Brother Rick, I haven't been to movies since 1970. How could I take God into a place like that and let him cuss him? How could I? How could I take myself and God into a place, brother preacher? Wow. He repented himself, but not to God. And God, when he kissed him, he said, "Friend, I do believe his grace was still extended."
Yeah.
Now that's the way God had to, like I said, I just said that he had to use Judas to get those people to God, Jesus, because the whole purpose was to get them to the cross. But you know what else he did? He tried to repay, but it was too late. You're on your deathbed. Oh, God! God, help me! God! Oh, God! My daddy died and he's lost! Oh, God! Why didn't you cry and weep like that when he was alive?
Right.
I've seen people fall on caskets.
Yeah.
Wail.
Yeah.
Wailing. It'd be awful tough to have to bury a son or daughter.
Right.
According to the physical body, it could happen to any of us.
Right.
Are you sure this morning? When he went, you know what he did? Old Judas there, he really, really, he tried to repay, but it was too late. I'd hate to waste my life and get right at the end and get saved and you've done played all that junk. Now, God's grace is sufficient. God will still love you. He has no favoritism. And he'd forgive you. And people have. I remember going to Lexington Hospital over here. Somebody asked me to go see a man. I didn't get anybody to go in, so I went by myself, knocked on the door, and thanked the Lord. I asked God to have no nurses in there, and I remember going in there, and there's a guy laying in his bed. He's dying. He had cancer, and he was dying, and I went in there and introduced myself, and he grabbed my hand. He wouldn't let go of my hand. He grabbed it. I said, "I'm a preacher. I'm here to tell you about Jesus." They tell me, you're not well, and you're lost. I said, "Sir, let me tell you about Jesus." He said, "You go to H-E-L-L. But he wouldn't let go of my hand, Rick. He held it tight. So I got a little closer to his face. I said, "Sir, I tell you what you do. Don't talk. Let me talk." He said, "You go to H-E-L-L. I said, "You probably still can't hear me good. Let me just quote some scriptures." So I cut loose. Just in a few minutes, he was saved. But his pastor was from church over in Lexington, never had come and talked to him about Jesus. He died right after that. I don't know. I don't know why God's got me preaching this here. But you gonna miss heaven? I mean, Judas actually kissed the Son of Man on the cheek.
Right.
And died and went to hell.
Right.
He went there to and requested from the wrong people. The one he kissed on the cheek is who he needs to deal with, not people. But see, he's trying to do that. But let me show what happened. Ultimately, he realized it was too late and went out and hanged himself. Miss Macy right here, her sister took her life. How long, many months ago, Macy?
Back in March, 13.
It's been hard on Macy. 18-year-old girl. Sharp, straight A, going to Bible college, already enrolled in Bible college. Beautiful girl. None. Why? Remember this. If the devil can back you up in a corner to where you feel like you're by yourself,
yeah,
he don't tell him what you'll do.
You're right.
There ain't no telling what you can do. Took his life. After we've done our thing, and I know a preacher that messed up his life and the things he did, and he went out on a Sunday morning in the country close to his church and pulled his car over and ended it. I'm talking about a man that's preached all around here. Why? Was he missing God? Or did he just get so low and he got into sin and got back there and back like that? It might be somebody today that needs to come down here and confess some sins. But it might be somebody that needs to come to your pastor and say, "Pastor, I'm not in the family." And only God can tell you that. I can't tell you that.
Right.
Only God can. But I'm telling you what, if you're enjoying the world, enjoying the things of the world, either you're so backslidden, you're cold and almost dead, but you might not be part of the family. But you know, here's a kicker. Girls, teenagers, young adults, after the world has used you, they don't give a rip about you.
You're right.
After you've developed something from drinking or overdosing or whatever, after your lungs are about to collapse, after you've gone out here and did some things you shouldn't, now you got a disease. The world don't care.
You're right.
They've used you. Hey, you have to say no to the world. You have to do that because the world is not going to do that. They're not going to help you. Now, I appreciate Chick-fil-A on Sunday. They're closed. It's no and, ifs, buts about it. They're closed. But if you've ever read about the founder of that thing, that's where he is, and evidently his children or grandchildren is carrying on the same tradition.
Right.
Now, why couldn't a lot of places do that? I know hospitals and doctors and sheriffs and all this stuff like that. But they ought to let them off every other Sunday at least. Or Sunday morning or Sunday night.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying to you, they recognize they did, after they used Judas, they didn't care nothing about him. And he had betrayed the Son of Man, so Judas was caught in a circle by himself. Is he hemming you up? Is he? And buddy, he can hem you up, and instead of confessing and getting it right, the easy way is to trip out like Judas did. But think of the people you hurt. Think of the people down the road. Think about all this stuff. Friend? He tried to repay. He tried to give it back. And if you understand it, they went went out and the people buried, bought a place where they bury strangers. The world don't care. It don't care about you. All they want from you is suck you and get a hold of you and take stuff away from you and all that. That's all the devil wants to do. He may not get a whole bunch of crowd, but he'll zero in on one. And here it is on the inner group with Christ that Judas walked with him, slept with him. He got involved in that. It break my heart. We never have had it. It would break my heart for some staff member all of a sudden to turn on us. It break my heart. For all these years of just giving, 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 and doing, and doing, and doing. But that's people.
You're right.
On the human part of God, can you imagine the way Jesus felt? He has feelings like you and I have feelings. But it was God. But on the human part, wow. Hurt. Friend, I still love you.
Right.
And you just don't realize, I'm fixing to die for you. I'm fixing to shed my blood for you. I'm fixing to give my all just for you.
Right.
And people like you. Now you ought to hit the altar and say, God, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you that old Satan hadn't got my mind. I think what I'm preaching, what that brother told Sunday school is going together. And we don't even know each other hardly. How about you this morning? Is there something there that God needs to deal with you? I remember a guy coming to the altar up at the Hilltop Baptist Church. Matter of fact, I'll be preaching a revival up in general. We've done that for 30 years probably. Every other year I preach. This guy kept coming to the altar, preacher. Kept coming to the altar. He just could not be sure that he's saved. He just could not be sure. But I remember one night he came forward. And he got down there and he prayed and somebody prayed with him. But he got his assurance of his salvation. It was like being born again. Man, he come up off of there and come up there and hug me and so thrilled to death. He says, now I don't have to worry. If you have to lay your, when you lay your head down at night and you're worried if you're going to heaven, man, don't do that. You're either saved or lost. Don't play games. And swallow your pride if you don't know. Mom and Dad is not going to say anything. This preacher is not going to say anything. They just want peace in your life.
Exactly.
And the only way you get peace is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus could have been like the others. He could have had peace. But he chose not to. Can you imagine? I don't know what it was like when Jesus would walk around with him. But Jesus knew him, and Jesus could see him, and he was wanting to say, Judas, you're just not getting it. Why is it so many people in the Christian life struggle so hard? Man, preacher, God don't give me nothing. Hey, he gives you breath. Come on. See, God's always given to you. The problem is your heart. That's what separates.
Right.
It's not God. God is omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. That's His attributes. God's always there. He's there.
Right.
They try to shut God out, but you can't shut God out.
Right.
You'll never shut God out because that's God.
Right.
And you never hide from Him. Brother Clark, I don't go to movies in Lexington, but I go to Greensboro and go to movies. Well, I think God's up there too. Well, I can go out of state and I can do something different. Nobody knows me. Well, you're not dealing with people. You're dealing with God.
Right.
Wouldn't it have been something? Oh, Jesus really got it, but He didn't. Now, I don't know. Might be somebody needs to come to your pastor and says, I want to absolutely know I'm going to heaven. It might be somebody this morning in that good message in Sunday school needs to come down here and confess some things you're doing. I was preaching in South Carolina. I've told this illustration. Girls have heard it, but I love to tell it. There's a man sitting back here on the right. It was a public school, like I bought a public school. It was a public school in the big auditorium they had. And he was sitting back here on the right. And they'd fixed it up like I fixed up that school over there. And had his coat and looked like he was a rebel. That's what he looked like. And he looked like he was mad. But I preached that night on the tongue, how the tongue can get you cold on God. And that man left his pew when I gave intention. Went over here and hugged a guy. Went over here and hugged another guy. Left there and hugged another guy. By then, people were crying. I was crying. Didn't know why I was crying. Didn't know what was going on. But that daddy had three sons, and he was trying to turn the three sons against the preacher. After he left his third son, he come over and hugged the preacher's neck. By then, the people were raising hands. I didn't know what was going on, but I was liking it. We went from 8 days to 10 days, and we had 32 people saved.
Wow.
Hey. Why? A man in a green coat sitting right back there got right with his children, got right with the preacher. But Judas never did that.
Right.
He lived for himself. 30 pieces of silver, I'll betray him. I'll turn him into you. Have you ever sold out for money? Wow. Piano player, would you come? Let's stand with our heads bowed, please.